Come on.
Okay.
Follow the finger, man.
Follow the finger?
Yes.
I did, and that's how I ended up with your mom. It's a Tuesday morning with the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
24 degrees right now, feels like 8, and it is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty outside. Snow's coming, wind's whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess I oversold it. It is pretty bad, though. So roads are slippery. At least they were when we were driving in. So be careful.
All right.
Everyone be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to be back. I missed your guys' faces.
Nice to have you back.
Shut up.
Good to see you.
It is funny, like, when you're away from work for a day when everyone else is working, like, everybody feels the need to be like, oh, great to have you back. You didn't miss me. I was gone a day.
Yeah, true.
But you
have to be nice.
Let's not do these lies. Just get to work. Get to work. Can I tell you guys a funny story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a funny story. I like a good funny story.
Oh, this is a cut-up. This is a hot one I saw on the internet.
I bet it's a real knee slapper.
So I'm flying home yesterday, right? Go through Chicago, all this stuff. And get home to Rochester like 5 o'clock last night. If you listened to the show yesterday, you know, I was already hungover.
Sure.
I'm all banged up.
Hey, you were dragging.
Yeah, it was not all right. So I get home. And I left my car at the airport so my wife wouldn't have to, like, move things around, right? So I just got to grab my bag, get the hell out of there. And as I'm walking out of the security area into the lobby of the airport, there are two cameras from different news stations here in town set up.
Okay.
And I got my Bills jacket and my Bills hat on, and this kid who works for one of the stations, he's like a cameraman, I guess, he runs up to me, sprints to me. He goes, hey, excuse me, can you help me? Can you help me? I have to do – they want me to interview fans coming from the Kansas City game. Did you come from the game?
Okay.
And I go, yeah. He goes, can I talk to you? I go, listen, man, listen. I go
– I've been everywhere already.
It wasn't that.
People are sick of my face.
It was.
Pat Duffy on the TV again.
I told him.
Number one Bills fan.
I go, listen, man, I host a radio show. I don't know if you want me. I don't know if I'm the guy you're looking for. And he goes, what? Which made me in the moment realize you must be doing a real good job in radio if someone else who works in media not only doesn't know who you are immediately, after you explain it to them, they also go, what?
Okay, I just need a comment.
So I go, I get my bag, I'm ready to leave, and the kid comes up to me again, and he goes, listen, I'm desperate. Can you please help me?
Wow.
And I go, we've all been there in this business. What?
Yeah.
What?
This is so funny. Like, he's begging.
Well, I don't know.
Nobody else around.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on a time crunch.
Who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
So I go, I'm going to help the kid out. I've been there doing this job. I go, yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
So I do this thing with this news station. Mm. The guy with the other camera comes up to me, says the same thing. Look, man, I need something. Can you help me out here? Yeah.
Same guy, two stations.
So I do the other one, right? So then as that's happening, some folks who listen to the show that were at the airport also, they come up to me and we're talking about the show, and I had taken a picture with one of them, the selfie. You know, really nice people. Mm. So, okay, time to go home.
Wow.
So finally, I'm about to walk out, and this guy, tall, 60s, long hair, ponytail, horseshoe balding.
Oh, man. Total hipster.
Looks like a member of Steely Dan.
Okay.
He comes running up to me. He goes, hey, can I get a picture? And I go, yeah, of course.
He's probably an old
big
CM
fan
ever.
Of the break room, huh?
Back in the day.
What I figured,
classic rock, sure.
Happy to do it. Always nice to meet a fan. So we take the picture, and hey, man, take care. Nice to meet you. He goes, hey, what position do you play? I go, what?
Position?
Yeah, I don't.
Position of what?
I don't know. And I'm gone, man. I'm like exhausted. I'm sorry. What position did you play? Sorry about last night. And I realize he must think I'm a member of the Buffalo Bills.
They thought you were a player.
On ya. People are taking pictures.
Yes.
You're old ass.
What do you mean, Mike?
So not even hockey. He's going straight to Buffalo Bills football.
You're 40 years old. What position would you play as a damn near 40-year-old person?
First of all, I'm 38.
Which is 40.
Second.
Which actually, in football years, you're 70.
Second, I've been told I could pass for 37 and a half.
Mm.
What still old.
Look, man,
I look at Von Miller is old, and I realize he's younger than me.
Yeah, you're old, too.
Von Miller's what, 34?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I'm Aaron. I think there's only like Aaron Rodgers would be older than I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right now, yes. And then, what's that, Calais Campbell's like 1,000 years old in
Miami. I don't even know.
No, but look, I wasn't trying to pass myself off as a football player. He got confused or thought. I didn't know. I didn't do it.
Well,
that dude was stoned. What a stone bag this guy is.
What is
it? Okay.
He sees a tall guy. You do football?
The only thing I'm thinking is, and I've seen you do this.
Me?
As you admit to doing this as you get older. Everybody looks younger to you as you age. So like maybe he would have put Pat in his 20s or 30s based on you know, what he thinks a kid is.
I'm right here. Mm. I'm standing right here. You guys are talking about.
He has old man eyes.
He's ugly and he's old.
Old man eyes.
He saw you as an athlete through his old man eyes.
I am.
I'm trying to help.
I am 6'3 and in somewhat decent shape.
No, you're in shape, but you don't. You're not like. When you meet those dudes,
they're giant human beings.
Right. Their hands, their heads, their neck.
Everything about them stands out in a crowd.
You've told me several times I got a giant head.
Yeah, but not like an athletic head, more of a doofus head.
I've been going doofus a lot lately.
Yeah, you must be watching a show called, like, you know, Doofus Confidential on Netflix. Did you guys catch Doofus Confidential last night?
But those guys' necks are like tree trunks.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, like I said, like, maybe he thought he was, like, a backup kicker or punter or something.
A backup kicker?
Oh, those guys are so sad.
They go long.
They do go long, but they're so sad. And then you don't look like a rich guy either.
Thank you.
Yeah, because what Bills player would be in old Bills garb with some beat-up hockey bag with duct tape on? All those guys have, like, those designer bags, and they're all blinged out. You don't have no bling. You don't even have those fancy headphones anymore. Didn't they break on you?
What the hell did I do? I'm just telling you a story.
I'm just saying what you look like.
No, I didn't. It's not like I walked into the airport and was like, I'm a Bills player. Like, I wasn't trying to pass myself off. I was just standing there.
I tell you who you look like. The equipment manager.
That, by the way, we know the equipment manager. That's an insult to the equipment manager.
Oh. Yeah, I can understand if he thought you were part of the team in some way.
Yeah.
But it'd just be weird that you're flying into Rochester. Like, you missed the flight with the rest of the team on Sunday?
So it's funny you say that. Mm. So again, if you're just joining us, I get to the airport in Rochester yesterday. I'm gassed. There are these two cameras from stations in town, different stations. They're looking to talk to Bills fans that had been at the game. And I go, listen, man, you know, you don't want to talk to me. I'm a big radio star that you don't recognize. So, so they get desperate. They ask me to do it. And, so this guy asked to take a selfie with me, asked me afterwards again, what position do you play?
Yeah.
And after that happens and I realize what he's asking me, this old guy, I go, oh, no, man, I don't play for the Bills. I was at the game yesterday. And he looks me up and down and he goes, whew. And then he walks away.
Wow, like he was insulted.
How dare you trick me?
But I didn't. I was just standing there. Like, what do you got? It's going to be really hard to delete that picture you just took.
I wonder if he thought that you were faking being a player and that's why people were taking pictures with you. I don't know.
If I was faking being a player, I wouldn't have said, I'm not a player.
True. Those people over there, but not you, sir.
Should I have just gone with it?
Yeah, probably make the guy's day.
Because God forbid that ends up on his social media.
Who cares?
And then like that gets passed around and we're like, Pat didn't tell this guy.
We could use the attention.
I mean, it would be. Yeah, definitely. Because guys who work at TV stations don't know who he
is.
I mean, it would be pretty. Anyone else doing it would be sad. But I think for us three, it'd be pretty damn funny. Right?
We'd enjoy it.
And by the way, I've been mistaken for athletes in the past. Shut up. Professional athletes. Shut up.
Like who?
When I was at Wegmans one time, someone thought I was former Buffalo Sabre Ryan O'Reilly.
I just want to point out that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Still happened. Still happened.
I mean, it's happened to a few people in town here that kind of look like those people.
You thought one particular person was a Celtics legend for years.
Yes, that's true. And I think who was that? I forgot.
JoJo White?
Yes, because I think he's from this area, or he moved here. And I used to see him at Wegmans all the time.
You didn't know it wasn't him.
But I was right. First of all, he's tall. He's older. And I was standing right next to him.
Wait, hold on. We're talking descriptors in the pitch for Wegmans. Tall, older. That was it? That was it? Because there's lots of tall, old guys walking around.
Okay. He was a black man. Yes.
Yeah. Well, JoJo White is a black guy.
Which would help.
Yeah.
Pull off the
I just
impression.
Find it funny. Like, you're so scared. Like, you don't want to besmirch, like, you know, what
a
people.
A large, tall man.
Well, I don't want to sound racist.
He is a black person.
He is. And I was standing next to him. So I was trying to look at his hands. And he had big hands.
Yeah,
you know?
Kimmy, they say if you want to find an NBA player, you look at the hands.
But no rings.
Nobody wears their championship rings.
No, but like usually you have like the like maybe not wear your championship rings, but you wear some of the rings.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No.
And he didn't have a watch on. Because I was trying to see if he had a fancy watch.
Okay.
I mean, most athletes, you know, have some kind of jewelry on them.
Maybe like day to day. It's not like he was at Wegmans.
Yeah, but you're talking to a guy, Tommy, who dresses up like he's going to prom to go to Wegmans every day. Also, guys like that back in the day, they didn't make that much money.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So he wouldn't have had like generational wealth to buy a Rolex.
I mean, it looked like he had some bank.
Okay. Well, yeah, he was in Pittsburgh.
I did follow him out because I was leaving at the same time.
Weird.
I had a really nice ride.
Kimmy, can I stop the story
real
quick?
How far out of your way did you go to find out what he drove?
2-3 parking lots.
I don't know where my car is.
I don't, so.
Kimmy, let's just time out from the story real quick. Because, like, the story starts, and it's embarrassing in several ways for me. The old man, picture, cameras, whatever. Mm-hmm. He makes fun of the old man for mistaking me for a football player.
Yeah.
Makes fun of me for being mistaken for a football player. Then proceeds to tell a story where he did the exact same thing the old man in this story
did. But it all checked out.
Yeah, but what was your goal, though? Because you didn't want to take a picture. You're not a picture taker.
I kept making
them
on.
You're not an autograph seeker.
No, I'm not.
So you literally just did that just to stalk the guy?
Well, not stalking. I mean, he was there. I didn't, like, wait at his car. And he also, he kind of dressed like an old athlete would dress.
How so?
He had on sweats like he may have been just shooting some hoop.
That's every old guy.
DeWay or something. And he also kind of, older tall athletes, you know, they always kind of struggle when they're walking too.
Just tall people in general.
But, you know, he had that old guy, you know.
Strut?
Yeah, but it's like bent over a little bit. He was struggling a little bit. Not a lot.
Okay,
you know.
So he's out shooting hoops, but he's also struggling to walk. That's
we see those
like
guys in the NFL. They walk down those stairs. It look like they're crippled. Next thing you know, they come out and they're fine.
Yeah, but you also had that problem before you had your back surgery. And you, what are you, a jockey?
You know, oh, I was riding something last night.
As Tommy explains what he was thinking, I guess we can put all the pieces together and understand, one, what happened yesterday and why that guy was so frustrated. It seems guys of your generation.
Yeah.
And, Kimmy, I think this is because, you know, guys of that age, like with their sports heroes, and not for you, like whatever, Dandy Don Delaney, what the hell was his name?
Don Garlis.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He's still alive.
Have you talked to him lately?
No, he didn't call me.
Like, Kimmy, they didn't have social media and stuff like that, so they didn't have
autographs.
Like, you didn't get to keep up with your favorite athletes.
Mm-hmm. There was no feel of connection. Yeah. Whereas kids today, right, like you can interact with athletes on social media.
You know
media
what they're doing up to the minute.
So, like, the idea of you're going to see a professional athlete in person is so super cool that as you're hearing Tommy explain why he followed a man through a parking lot of the Pittsford Wegmans, you start to look for things that confirm what you already know.
Right? Like, for tells.
He's tall. He's wearing sweats. He's got a nice ride. Mm-hmm. He's walking hunched over.
Little hunched.
No other guy in his 70s does that.
Little struggling.
And like this guy yesterday, right? Like, I'm in a Bills jacket. I'm on camera. Somebody took a selfie with me. Like, okay, like, it's confirming all of the things he wants to believe. I just don't know why I would have flown into Rochester had I been a Bills player.
It's a little crazy.
Like, explain that part.
Yeah, that's weird. And you don't have any ink.
Well, I was in long sleeve and pant.
Bro, those guys got ink all over them.
I'm looking at Josh behind you right now. He's not a tattoo on the kid.
How do you know?
I'm looking.
But he could have a place you don't see it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, if he had a jacket on, you wouldn't
see
it.
But he might be the only guy on that team that ain't inked.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's got something hiding somewhere.
A Haley on his ass cheek.
Yeah, you never know.
But he's like the top guy. Like, you wouldn't be that guy.
What are you talking about? There's top guys that have tattoos.
No, I'm saying
Aaron Rodgers got all kinds of weird ass tattoos.
Yeah, I don't want to read them.
You can't, anyways.
So, old Steely Dan looking dude.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I'm sorry I did nothing and you got mad at me and mistook me for a Bills player. All I hear today, Tommy.
What's that, buddy?
People are buried in their phones.
Oh, yeah.
We're not active anymore. We sit around locked inside the house.
Look at us.
Antisocial, no sun on our skin. We're turning into pale weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
But this tells a different story.
Oh, what are they saying?
What if I told you that never in the history of the great state of New York have more people been outside doing this?
What are they doing?
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, the New York State Park System, State Parks, announced last year they broke records in all-time attendance.
Damn.
We have around 18 million people in New York State.
Mm.
Do either of you want to guess how many visits were made to state parks in 2024?
Hmm. I don't even know how many state parks we have. Like
a handful.
Well, yeah, you got Letchworth. Like, that's your big boy.
Well, here, right?
Do they count like? I mean, that's a dumb question.
Well, I mean, what other question do you ask?
Do they count like Central Park as a?
I think that's a city park.
But that was so. These are just state parks.
Oh my God! It's how
to his point. I guess I don't know how many state parks.
I don't. I don't know. I don't know who runs Central Park.
Welcome to the break room. Is Central Park a park?
No, a state park. Is the state run it? Okay. Does the city run it?
The city. It's got it.
The city doesn't do a damn thing for anybody.
Don't even get me started about the water department.
Has over 250 state parks.
I'm gonna say how many people visited. Everybody. Everybody went to the park last year.
Give me 18 million people.
I'm going to say 20 million.
Okay. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
18 million. How many visits?
Visits.
Yeah, let's go with, I'm going to go 30
million. 30
million?
Well, you're both way off.
Okay.
88.3 million Wait. Visits wow. to state parks last 88?
Year. 88?
88.3, which means on average, every so man.
Some idiot's going back 10
well, yeah.
times.
Yes. I will
that's
say,
how
like,
math
outdoors
works.
People, like, they, I mean, that's their hobby, right? Yeah. So they probably go a lot.
Mm. I mean, on average, every man, woman, and child in New York State made 4 visits to a state park last year. And wow. I know that's not how it actually works, but I'm just trying to put it in perspective.
Yeah, that's a ton.
By the way, that was 4 million more than the previous record, which was set in 2023. It's
I got a question.
Okay.
What are we doing in these parks?
Hiking, swimming.
Yeah, enjoying nature.
Right. Camping.
Bird watching.
Watching
birds. I forgot about bird watching.
My. Mm. So, look, but what I'm saying is it's not like all of a sudden this exploded. It's been trending up the last couple of years. They're consistently setting records with people showing up in New York State. So I guess the question becomes, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, are we back in on outside?
It sounds like it,
but
even though we don't look like it.
Okay, see, there you go.
You're saying back in on outside or getting into outside?
Well, like there was a time.
There was a time
Thank
outside.
You. Where, like, people went outside. They went out and they enjoyed nature and hiking and all that stuff. And, you know, as technology got better, of course, it kind of went away. There was
more entertainment.
Yeah, more cool stuff to do. And to Tommy's old man complaint a second ago, the number that we have here that we set a record with 88.3 million visits to state parks last year doesn't add up to all the complaints we hear about people not living in the moment, being on their phones, inside 24/7.
Yeah.
You can't enjoy a state park without being outside and active.
Well, that's true.
And locally, we're super popular, too. Last year, Letchworth had over 1 million visitors. I believe Watkins Glen had 1.88 million visitors.
So Watkins Glen's
state park, not the racetrack.
Right.
Unless they're racing in the state park.
Is that on a state park land?
No, I was a joke.
I don't know.
I don't think
you act like you know these things, but I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Just two guys talking.
Talking right now.
You think that the state of New York goes, this is a beautiful state park we have. You know what we should do? Build a racetrack for cars with gasoline.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, then they maintain it.
How about a state park with a McDonald's?
And you know what they get? They get all the ticket money.
He's doing the money sign. No, you could build. You get more ticket money building a private track, stupid. This break is a disaster. We have screwed this up so
bad. None of us are really outdoorsy people.
It's not even outdoorsy questions.
I hate
it's the NASCAR build.
I hate the woods.
Which is weird though, because you seem like a nature guy.
I like outside.
Extreme nature guy.
But like, to just go to a park and just look at it.
Well,
like, I could do it once.
I will say you don't have the proper shoes for walking in nature.
Like, I remember I went down to Letchworth once with my wife. It was nice. It was breathtaking. She wanted to go again. I go, why? It hasn't moved.
Well, the leaves fall. There's new leaves.
Yeah, great. But like, could you look at that twice?
No, I'm with you. I hate hiking. I don't get people.
But,
who
I mean,
hike.
It's breathtaking. It's beautiful.
I don't even want to go once. It sucks.
The exercise.
I told you, my wife tried to get us into hiking a couple of years ago. I went with her one time. I was miserable. I don't want to ever go
shoes.
Again. Yeah. Wait, you tell me that my shoes are going to get wet. I'll wear different shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Got cloth sneakers on.
Yeah.
Kimmy, are you a hiker? I mean, you're a pothead. Those two things normally go together.
No, I'm a little bit scared of nature. Like, I could do, like, the easy stuff, like the trails that are kind of already there. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't like to go, like, too deep into the woods. It's just not... I think it freaks me out a little bit.
I believe with a state park, aren't you supposed to stay on the trails that are already there?
Well, that's what I mean, though. Okay. Like, more, like, commercialized stuff. Like, you know how, like, there are some people that are like, you're not, like, really in nature if you're doing that.
Man.
But that's
it's
that's
corporate nature, man.
That's my level of outdoors.
Yeah, and your fat ass got lost with your crew.
I did almost die in the woods of Pennsylvania when
with
I was
with your
18.
Boys.
Yeah, it was not good. Well, yeah, because we brought 48 blue lights and no water.
Yes.
A little bit of an oversight. All right, 252 WCMF, with these numbers that we have now that we're setting records in New York State with visits to state parks. Again, 18 million people live in New York State, 88.3 million visits to state parks last year. Are there people listening that weren't hikers, outdoorsy people that have become that the last couple of years? Because I would make the guess. I'm sorry, Kimmy, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a lot of people that I know that did get into it. Recently, it was because of COVID and just wanting to get out and do something new. And then they figured out they really liked it and they stuck with it.
Yeah, and didn't they give you like incentives to go fishing and stuff? Remember that? They were pushing all that waving too. The fees and crap.
Yes, New York State, in an effort to get people outside. And I mean, look, you see these numbers. It's working. Not only with the fishing programs, they also did it with camping.
Hunting.
And they're doing it with hunting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, living in New York State, you realize there's a hell of a lot more places to go camping and hunting than there is to go hang out in you know, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always weird when, like, this conversation comes up with someone not from New York. You know, like being in Kansas City this weekend, they thought I lived in, like, a skyrise.
Yeah, I mean, they just think of New York City. That's it. Yeah.
But it's Buffalo. I mean, they clearly show where we are every time the game's on.
I don't think anybody pays attention.
Okay. Yeah. Did you not see them, Niagara Falls, and them flipping the wings?
But I wonder if you ask many people around the country how close Niagara Falls is to New York City. They probably think it's like in the suburbs.
You just pop on the train and get there.
Yeah.
9 hours
They probably
later.
Think it's like where Poughkeepsie is.
All right, so Tommy, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I were to introduce you to someone and I go, they're a guy who loves to hike, can you in one word describe what that person is?
Boring.
Oh. Kimmy, would you agree?
Oh, I was going to say super in shape.
That's three. Like, that's three words.
In shape.
Two words.
Fit. Keep going.
Thank you.
Fit.
Hey, all right. Actually, there we go. Shape's probably one word.
I don't know.
So you wouldn't think of that person as boring or lame or nerdy?
No, I mean, like, I think of myself as boring and lazy. Like, that person's definitely not.
Yeah, we saw the ratings.
We share the same hobbies. That person's definitely not, like, they're a go-getter. Like, they like to get out and do stuff and, you know, be active. Just not my thing.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I know a couple. I got some buddies who like to hike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're in bad shape.
But they're not like...
They're not in great
shape. They're
also
just
people I know. I think they're just active in everything. Like, it goes beyond hiking. Like, they work out
beyond
a lot.
Beyond hiking.
They don't rely on just the hiking to stay in shape. They're also, like, runners.
Okay, all right.
And they ride bikes everywhere.
Okay. Like, I mean, I don't get the hiking thing either. I'm with you, Tommy. But you have to admit, it's an easy way to get good exercise, right?
Yeah, or lost or eaten.
You also get out of the busy world, and you get to just be with yourself or your loved one for a little while.
But that could also suck after a while.
Yeah, but unless you love your spouse.
No, but you know, like, even, like, you run out of stories, you start getting tired. I would just, at some point, I'm just going to start getting really miserable.
Okay.
So you're a toddler.
No, but, like, I love how he says that, like, he's not going to do that wherever he is.
Yeah, but I'd rather be
you
comfortable.
You have a time limit everywhere.
Like, as soon as we get to
isn't everybody?
As soon as we get to 8:40 this morning, he's already on hike mentality. No, I guess what I'm getting at is it a love of nature that is bringing people out to these parks, or is it a need to be active? Because if we look at the other, like, really popular trends the last couple of years, pickleball has become huge,
right?
It's taking over parks in the greater Rochester area. You have to be active for that, but it's not about nature. It's about moving around and having fun.
Yeah.
So maybe it's less about looking at leaves and seeing a beaver and more about wanting to move around. Get out of the house.
All right. Just escape.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, you need a distraction from something. And, you know, I'm going to throw out a theory here. You know, social media was fun at one time, right? It was a nice distraction from, like, the real world.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, social media has kind of become a complete tire fire, right? Like doom scrolling. Every time you jump on one of
them, it's weird.
Exactly. It's gotten weird.
Yeah.
That's less of a fun distraction anymore. Like looking at a tree may be more calming, settling, and entertaining.
Like a little zen.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's social media that brings you to that tree.
Good point.
I mean, like, there are some parks.
Oh, you're talking about the Instagram
tree. Yeah.
Sometimes there are parks and places I've learned about that I've never heard of because of social media. So kind of, I don't know, it kind of benefits you in that way too.
But I don't think just because you do all this stuff is like you're an outdoorsman and you're in shape.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because I mean, to your point, we know guys that get out and do this stuff that don't look like they get off the couch.
Yeah, but do they do
like,
it
they
a
don't
lot?
Change.
Are they like regular outdoors people or they do it like
I don't
once?
Know. But like my old man, if you ask him, he was an outdoorsman. He loved to fish, he loved to play golf. He was in horrible physical shape. But if you asked him, oh, yeah. You know, he used to hunt back in the day.
Okay.
But he wasn't like an in-shape outdoorsman. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He wasn't going to look like the brawny towel guy.
I know. You bring up a good question. Like, of the 88.3, the record-setting 88.3 million visitors to state parks in New York last year, how many of those are folks looking for a nice quiet walk for an hour or two?
Mm-hmm.
And how many of those are like hardcore camping, fishing, outdoorsy?
I mean, I'm going to guess like the hardcore is it's going to be a small number.
I agree with you.
I'm guessing like the majority, like probably 60% are, you know, diabetic.
All right. So you're saying like there's more casual outdoor folks than like
what do you think?
Big population.
Especially if you have kids. I mean, how into it can you be if you have like small kids?
Well, I do remember talking about this a couple of years ago, and I believe it was Jeremy that called us up because it was after I went hiking with my wife and she hated it, and I was asking why anybody does this. It's free. That's or
right,
super
right, but I'm
cheap.
Saying like, yeah. So like, I would think, you know, you can't do super advanced trails and stuff if you have little ones. Like, you're probably not out there all that long because they're going to get bored.
Agreed, you know? But I mean, you can find things. I mean, everything's magical in a kid's eyes. You can find things to be entertaining along the way. Like, look, if you have kids and you go out to do one thing, it's $100. No matter what it is,
yeah, true.
It's going to cost you $100. So $100, no dollars.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's good for the kids. They're getting out. They're learning something.
If you don't end up in urgent care, yeah, it's a cheap day.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
You're going to twist something.
Five free trips can be wiped out by one urgent care.
You're going to twist a knee, an ankle, or the truth, but something's going to break.
Tommy, it used to be.
What's that?
Going out to eat or drink. You were supposed to feel fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now our lives are so busy. The faster we can get in and out, the better.
Sure.
But one major company, like the biggest coffee seller in America.
What are they doing?
Is banking. That you want that to change.
Okay.
Try that again. Second day of the hangover. Because when you sit down to have your coffee, they're now going to make you feel like a fancy boy.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Big announcement from Starbucks.
What are they doing?
Over the weekend. Tommy, normally when you get a coffee from Starbucks, if that's your brand, right, you get it in a cardboard or a plastic cup.
Yeah.
Okay. You drive through, you pick it up. But there's a new option.
Which is?
Starbucks will now begin to offer their beverages in ceramic mugs and glassware for customers who want to enjoy their coffee inside of Starbucks.
Oh, so go in and sit down.
You got it.
I mean, they kind of have that already, right, with the indoor-outdoor seating and all that stuff.
But the cups were plastic or cardboard. Now,
so I'm going to get
a ceramic mug or glassware, right. Yes.
That's it?
So they're also going to offer free refills, and I guess there's some certain thing you have to like sign up for, of hot or ice brew coffee and tea for folks that want to stick around and enjoy their drinks there.
Yeah, but nobody's doing that now. Like, if I'm busy, how does this change anything?
There's two things here. One, it sounds like Starbucks wants to keep you around their restaurants longer. Two, it seems they believe that enough people want their coffee in ceramic mugs that they're going to offer this.
It feels like a lot of like independently, like small business, like those little types of coffee shops around town, like they will serve you, if you plan on sticking around, they'll give you a cup that you're supposed to return. And maybe Starbucks kind of sees that. They want that kind of like local business feel.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
So
that's what it reminds me of.
That's what it is. You want to sit around a cafe and maybe, drink like a little porcelain cup of coffee and sip it while you chain smoke. Complain about the government.
May also encourage people to stick around longer.
Oh, by the way, you don't make any more money, really.
Well,
like I get a bar, you keep drinking. Like, you're not going to pound. Man, I went out and had seven cups of coffee.
You are that person.
Yes, but they are offering free refills, so that wouldn't help. Maybe they're banking on you buying food while you're there.
All right.
I don't know. All right, can I ask you guys a question? Mm. And the phone number is 252-WCMF because I don't drink coffee. Does coffee and tea do coffee and tea taste better in ceramic mugs?
Personally, I love it because it reminds me of being at a diner.
Okay.
When they give you those diner mugs, it's just the best.
For you, there's a noticeable difference.
I think so.
Right. How about you?
Not really.
No?
No.
No, you don't.
Like, I could just sit down.
You don't feel anything anymore?
I have no feeling. No, I mean, like, to me, it's just, if I'm just going to sit there for a long period of time, I guess, but, I mean, they try to, like, also cut down on, like, how much paper they throw on.
Probably, that's probably going to be one of their arguments.
But then you got to wash the goddamn, what's the difference if I'm throwing this out if I got to wash all this stuff.
So maybe it's not one of their arguments. They didn't make that argument.
I don't know.
It's
like a stupid idea.
Well, look, I'll say this. Because I don't drink coffee from the outside.
Wait, you don't drink coffee?
I don't.
Oh, you never bring it up.
Well, no, I'm just trying to establish. Cause
I never drink coffee. It's beneath me.
I wish, no. I feel like a child.
Like you're missing out?
I don't drink coffee. I've tried.
It always weirds me out when people don't drink coffee or drink alcohol.
Oh, you don't like people who don't drink coffee because you never bring it up?
It weirds me out.
Yeah. Yeah. From the outside, as a non-coffee drinker.
Yeah. Look it in.
This looks like a move to bring in the douches.
Yeah.
Look at me. My cup of coffee isn't enough. I am a fancy boy with my ceramic mug.
I'm saying it's very like cafe, Europe, poetry, open mic.
Kimmy. All the things that he enjoys, minus poetry.
Yeah, I don't like poetry. Half of it doesn't even rhyme.
Half
of it doesn't even rhyme.
To expand on a question you asked a second ago, who has the time to stop and sit and enjoy a cup of coffee in a ceramic mug?
It started out, and they moved to the other way because nobody wanted to sit and drink their coffee.
But now more people that are working from home are getting out and sticking. I've noticed like people, they'll be on their computers. Like it seems like they're going to be there for at least a little while, so it makes sense if you're going to sit and post up there.
Okay, but again,
but you already got that person.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Why am I switching out here?
No, I mean, like, it just seems like you're going to have more people taking up space in your restaurant, mm-hmm. which I would think a company wouldn't want if they're not going to.
No, if you're sitting there all day with a cup of coffee, to your point, you're not turning a table over.
And like, here's the
thing.
It's
all about turnover, baby. Volume, volume, volume.
Here's the thing.
What's that?
As we talk about, Starbucks announces over the weekend they're going to start offering ceramic mugs and glassware to folks that want to sit in their restaurant and drink. There's also a program where you're going to be able to get free refills of hot and cold teas and coffees in your ceramic or glass mugs that you have to get back. You can't steal them unless you find a way to put it in your jacket and walk out.
Oh, that's
out.
Another thing, man. People like my parents be ripping all that stuff off.
I heard they want you to take them. It's like it's advertising.
It's why they put their name on it.
No, but here's the other thing, too. Like, even like a diner, I would get one of those people to stick around because you can upsell them on a piece of pie.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe even keep them around until lunchtime. I'll have a second meal here. Starbucks is not known for its food.
No. You don't see a lot of people eating there.
Can I ask a question?
Unless it's a quick to go thing.
For a company that's been around so long and has become such a beacon of fancy in America.
Yeah.
Right? How is their food so bad?
I don't know if it's bad. There's not a lot of
look at Fancy Boy. It's bad.
It's not terrible,
what's
but
bad?
It's
what do you mean?
What's bad about it?
I don't know what any of it is.
Have you tasted it?
Yes, I have.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all.
Why is
really?
That?
I didn't like it. What do you want from me?
Do you think it's too high end?
It's
too pretentious.
No, but it's definitely pretentious. Douchey. It is super douchey. Like, why can't you just give me a breakfast sandwich? It's Asiago cheese with a spinach that we harvested from one specific spot of Colombia, and it's on a scone cut in half. Just give me an effing sandwich.
I like a sandwich with a nice backstory.
You know it sucks, man. Here's an egg bite with inside. We've rustled turnips and truffles from a certain part of this Panamanian forest. Shut up! Give me a donut.
Like, yeah, but that's not their style, man. Like, but that's why Duncan's got the base donuts and you know all that stuff. So they went the other direction.
Sandwiches. No, but like Duncan, Tim Hortons, McDonald's, like just yes, I know what I like. Just give me that. And here's the thing. You know it sucks because you never see people getting food out of the drive-thru when they're ordering Starbucks coffee.
I've seen people get like the little pastries and stuff, but to your point, like it's never the stuff that's like that needs to be heated up.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
It's not gonna fill you up.
No, it's the portions are tiny and it's the most expensive food you've ever seen in your life. All of their pastries look like regular pastries that got depressed.
Yeah, they're not the most appealing to the eye. Like, you're not, like, looking in that case like, I need
one
of those.
Well, if you're looking to hog down,
it's not like
it ain't your style.
Oh, yeah, but if
it's like petite eat.
It's like, let's grab something maybe eat something later.
It's fancy eat. No, it ain't hogging down breakfast. It ain't Jimmy Dean sausage and gravy oozing out.
I love how you're trying to play.
Like it's a porn shot.
You started this with, oh, you want me to do European, and now you're defending Starbucks food because I took a shot at what you think your status is. You're just like me, bitch. Come on down. Come on down to the muck and the mud and stuff your face with a giant breakfast sandwich. Think you're better than me.
Yeah, you're not going to get a foot of food at a Starbucks.
I would like a foot of food, and why can't you offer me a foot of food?
You can get a foot of food. It's going to cost you $37,000.
Bro, it is insane to me because, like, the other funny thing about this story, there's going to be an inner battle for people when it comes to the sitting with the ceramic mug inside versus getting the paper cup, because a certain segment of the population still looks at Starbucks, the cup, as a status symbol. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, sure.
When you're walking in a place with that Starbucks cup,
the to-go cup.
Yeah, it means you're something. But if you don't get one of those coffee, if you don't get your coffee in one of them high-end Starbucks cups, you don't get to show it off to people.
No.
Yeah, but you're in the Starbucks.
Yeah, because you can't leave with it. Yeah. So, yeah, you're just anchored there.
But, like, even after I was done, I could, hey, can I get a little more of this and then walk out with it? Check me out.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Like, I'm convinced that my daughters want Starbucks because we never went to Starbucks ever. I don't drink coffee. I don't know if you heard. They only want it to fit in with their friends. They want to walk into the hockey rink or, like, their friend's house with a Starbucks cup.
No, I mean, they're kids. I mean, it's like a designer beverage, I guess.
And I get being 14 and wanting that.
Yeah.
I don't get being 30.
Well, it's 50. Good coffee.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm getting it because I enjoy the product.
I got but great you coffee also, and a Danish with an antisocial personality disorder.
But you're also a brand person. You like specific brands of clothing that you wear.
Yeah, that's true. You have your own thing.
So, like, you do the same thing. Okay. Like, what are you wearing today?
What am I wearing?
What's that little crest on your thing there.
Okay, I got it. Was on super sale. And
I didn't ask
warm.
You what it was. What is it?
It's a Canada Goose sweatshirt.
Canada Goose sweatshirt.
That sounds
sweatshirt.
Expensive.
It would be if it wasn't on super sale. I live in hockey
Don't
rinks,
justify
man.
This.
Oh wait, you got a matching jacket that goes with that.
Also got on super sale. I live in hockey rinks.
Super sale.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So did Gordie Howe. I don't think he ever wore that crap.
Yeah, because he had pecs that I don't have. Excuse me while I cross my arms and lean back. Can't lean back too far because I'm on the phone. You're going to look at me.
Bro, I
You're
going to
look
I
at
admit,
me.
I
Mister, admit. No, you don't, because you could have said, I am a brand guy like you're a brand guy. You started all accusatory. Mr. Japanese sock, Italian loafer, rib turtleneck. What? I don't even know what the hell that thing is. You Very look like the carpet under the carpet.
The carpet
the
pad?
The carpet.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's called a carpet pad.
Who cares? Yeah, also, they're selling those at Starbucks as a pastry.
With cheese?
For the carpet pad with Asiago cheese from the Malaysian Himalayan.
Oh, it's mountain cheese?
Yeah. Well, you like mountain cheese?
Oh, I love mountain cheese.
Get the hell out of here. I'm opening up a kiosk.
You are?
Yeah.
Where?
It's in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Close Your Eyes. I got a mountain of cheese about to blast in your mouth.
Oh, that's
sauce.
Not subtle.
I know. See, that's the difference between me and Starbucks.
You forgot the Uncle Patty part.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Uncle Patty. That got weird. The way I see it is this.
Yeah, what's that?
With this news story, again, Starbucks over the weekend announces they're going to offer people sitting in their restaurant the ability to drink out of ceramic mugs, glassware. There's also
to be a hipster.
There's also, again, a program where you can sign up and get free hot coffee, tea, cold coffee, tea, refills while you're there. There are three kinds of coffee drinkers, the way I see it. You got the paper cardboard cups. You got the travel mugs, like your Yeti that you have there.
There was a gift.
It was a gift.
Very close friend of mine got this for me.
Labels.
Do you remember? A close friend got this for me.
No, Kimmy got it for you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot.
You're welcome.
So you got the paper cardboard cups.
Yeah.
You got the travel mug, folks. Mm-hmm. And then there are the complete psychos who will take actual mugs from their house and bring them in the car.
Oh, my God. I don't understand those people.
My wife does.
My husband's done it before, too. They're all still sitting in his cup holders in his truck. And I'm like, how are you drinking this and driving at the same time?
Yeah, with no lid.
My wife, so I'll be driving. She'll come out with the actual mug. She'll put it, like you said, in the cup holder.
Yep.
And it's just
going to spill.
It's swishing around all raw and open in the car.
All raw.
It bothers
me. Does your raw beverage up, girl?
I don't know why he does it.
Yeah. No, but she also has like 15 travel mugs. She never uses them. Yeah. She wants to drink it out. Is my wife one of those hipster douches?
I don't know.
I always thought that was more just a convenience thing, like you didn't have time to pour
it
in a to-go mug.
I don't want to spill it on myself. It's a hot beverage.
I love how you say,
lid.
I don't have time to pour it in a to-go mug. Done!
Well,
what do you
like
mean?
If you didn't wash it out or something, so this is the only clean cup I'm using.
I can't imagine walking in with like my own mug into a store and go, fill this up.
No, there are people that do that, though, too.
I could not do that.
All right, let's take a break. Enjoy your coffee.
Be yourself, man.
Get yourself a good pastry.